For 2 years, Julius Caesar has waged war on the people of Gaul, capturing territory, slaves, and bounty. With his newfound wealth, he has enlarged his army and made rich men of his supporters back in Rome. Caesar lives in a time when most countries are ruled by kings. Rome prides itself on being a republic. Here, elected representatives share power. At the heart of the republic is the Senate, the seat of government presided over by an elite body of wealthy, aristocratic men. Caesar's ambition is to maneuver his way up the strict hierarchy of the Senate. The higher the rank, the fiercer the competition. Putting himself forward for the role of high priest is brazen, but Caesar is willing to gamble. Winning would fast-track his political career. But Caesar can't do it alone. He needs a backer to finance his campaign. Caesar's opponents see his growing power as a threat, but he still has allies. His main backers are Rome's richest man, Crassus, and its greatest general, Pompey, now married to Caesar's daughter, Julia. Caesar had persuaded Pompey and Crassus into a powerful alliance, the Triumvirate. They secured Caesar the top job in Rome, the consulship, and the opportunity to conquer Gaul, leaving Crassus and Pompey to take care of their shared interests in the Senate.